Hey, this is Jay Pavlina, creator of Super Mario Brothers Crossover, and you're listening to Fistful of Potions.
All your bases are belong to us.
Kill Tacular.
Do a barrel roll. Taco
Punch. You are almost a jibble sandwich.
Hello and welcome to Fistful of Potions interviewing Jay Pavlina, the creator of Super Mario Brothers Crossover. I'm here alone today. My name is Jason. And Chris and Ryan did not show up because they are sleeping. They worked early shift, 4 to 8, and they are lazy and didn't want to meet Jay.
Bastards.
It's okay. Some other time. So, we're just going to start off kind of slow. Pick up the pace with stuff that other people, I kind of gauged what other people wanted to ask you, so, or just statements.
Sounds
start
good.
We'll start off with Ryan from the blog. He commented that you have a Christopher Walken sort of tone, and I've read this on many, many YouTube, well not many, but I've read it on a few YouTube comments. And he was wondering if you could say a quote for him, just in your normal voice, not even like, not Christopher Walken, just normal.
What's a quote that I could say? You're talking to my guy all wrong. It's the wrong tone. Do it again and I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. Do it again and I'll stab you in the face with a soldering iron. How's that?
That's good.
He's pretty cool though. I like Christopher Walken.
Yeah, he's a cool guy.
I'm honored that people think I sound like him, because he's cool. He can dance really well, too.
He dances. He's insane.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
I've done some dance videos. I'd like to brush up on my skills. Maybe I can try to, I don't know, do some kind of tribute or something. I don't know.
Tribute, do some song and dance.
Yeah.
It'd be cool. I'll be a part of that.
Sounds good.
James, who used to be a part of Fistful of Potions, on Facebook last night, he said, he wanted to know, how it is that you got to be so cool?
Well, people always said that I was cool, even, I guess if you, like, don't say much, people think you're cool, because, at least people that I don't know too well, I don't really talk too much around them, and then, like, so in high school, everyone thought I was really cool. This one guy told me I radiate coolness. but I don't know. I guess it's just being myself. If you just be yourself and you're happy with how stuff's going, I guess people think you're cool. And then I guess it's because people like the game and they kind of like think they know I'm a part of the game, so... I don't know.
You're just automatically cool.
Yeah, I guess. I'm sort of answering it, like, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was really a serious question, but...
Well, the follow-up to that is, could he ever be as cool as you?
No. For nope. Anyone that has that question, the answer is no.
Don't even try.
Sorry. Good luck, though. But no, anyone... you just gotta... To be cool, really, honestly... To be cool, you just have to like yourself. That's really the only thing. If you like yourself, then people will feel good when they're around you. So,
self-confidence.
I think that's kind of... Because I'm happy. I'm really happy with my life. So maybe that's why. I don't know.
All right. And one last one before we start really getting into it. What is the one word, in one word, how would you describe the feeling you got when you realized your game met critical success?
One word.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to make up a word because there's not really...
All right, what's like a phrase then?
Well, I'll just make up a word right now.
Okay.
I just made this up right now.
All
right. Fucktasm. I just made that up right now. That would be how I would describe... I was going to say shock, but that's not enough.
Yeah.
So I had to make up a new word, because for real, there's no word that can describe it.
So,
except for fuck Tazzy.
It was like, holy shit, you're having an orgasm of how awesome this is.
Yeah.
Basically.
But just the one word is better.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was crazy, I mean, that's all I can say.
All right, so in previous interviews that you've done, you said you wanted to implement a different graphics, sort of what you're doing right now, the skins and whatnot. How many games will the skin span?
However many people want to do. I don't really want to say too much about it because it hasn't come out yet, because I like to surprise people, you know?
Yeah.
But there's basically no limitations. But for people that don't know what the skinning is, I guess I should probably say, it's skinning is like the new feature that's coming in the next version. It's going to be 2.0, actually. The next version is going to be 2.0 because I'm basically changing the entire graphics architecture, and then I'm also there's also going to be more music added. But it changes everything, and it opens up the possibilities. Basically, the skinning is that you can change how the characters look. Actually, any graphic in the game, not just the characters. There's separate skins for enemies, maps, and characters. And basically, anyone can create a sprite sheet. And basically, like, I have a sprite sheet for, you know, Super Mario Brothers, the NES game. And you can just change the sprites in that sheet. And then all I do is put it in the game, and when you play the game, it's going to look different. So, like, if someone wanted to make a Metroid skin or Contra skin, just, like, any kind of skin from any game, it's really easy to do. It'll just replace the graphics in the game, so this really opens up the possibility for the community to create. And the skins, the other cool thing is they take up barely any memory, so we can put, like, tons of them in. Mm. So we can represent, like, so many games now. And, I mean, the game will still play the same. It'll be like you're playing Super Mario Brothers, but it's going to look like you're playing Mega Man or whatever. I mean, any game. It doesn't have to be limited to the characters that are in it either. So it can just be whatever people can imagine, really.
So when you say anyone can do it, is there a way for them? Is there, like, a sprite sheet sort of thing that they can download and then send it?
Yeah, we haven't, like, it hasn't come out yet, so we don't have all the all that stuff figured out, but basically, yeah, I'll probably put a sprite sheet on the wiki, and then people can just download it and then change it and then upload it to the wiki again or something, just so that everyone can see it. And then, like, the cool ones, I can just... People can't upload their own skins into the game, but they'll be able to, like, if me and the Exploding Rabbit team, which is really just one other guy, Ryuza from the forums, if we like it, we'll put it in, so.
Okay. Will there be, like, a voting thing, or it's just you and him?
I'm not really, like, a voting person. I usually just kind of, like, usually I just know what's going to be awesome.
Okay. So,
but I talk to the people on the forum.
Sure.
Like, hey, is this something you want? But voting isn't really something that, I don't know. Well, I like to have the final say. I just do.
Fair enough. Yeah. This game, Super Mario Brothers Crossover, is what you spent.
Which game?
Super Mario Brothers Crossover. I think you made it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You've spent the majority of your time in the past year and a half to 2 years just working on it. Your original idea was for just, like, maybe a few people to play it.
Oh, yeah.
But then that didn't happen. If that didn't happen, if your original intent of just a few people playing it happened, would you still be doing what you're doing now with
no.
it?
No.
Would you have started on, like, another game?
Well, I mean, it's pretty hard to say exactly what project I'd be doing, but basically when I made the game, I just wanted to know what it would be like to play as those characters in Super Mario Brothers. So kind of once I hit that point, I might have expanded it a bit more. It's hard to remember exactly what my vision of the game was back then, but a lot of the stuff that we're doing now, like the skinning thing, isn't something that I imagined would be in it. So it's possible that I would have like gone further than I did, because like when I first released it, I kind of said that was kind of like a demo, so I might have done a little bit more work on it, but yeah. I probably would have. Well, I mean, if only a few people were playing it. I mean, you have to, you know, you have to make money to survive, so I probably would have had to, like, I don't know, get a sad, stupid job or something, or just, I mean, I've just been kind of winging it in my life for a long time, just trying to, you know, figure out how to make money off of my work.
Sure.
So,
like all starving artists.
Yeah. I probably just would have been a starving artist for longer, and I don't know what would have happened, because we were about to get kicked out of our apartment because we couldn't pay rent. Yeah. So, I wouldn't be creating cool stuff, at least not this cool, because I work on a game, not just the game 24/7, but I pretty much work on stuff 24/7. So, oh yeah, actually I do remember what project I would have been doing. Yeah, actually, but you can still, the stuff I just said still makes sense, but
sure.
It's hard for me to remember because it's been almost a year now.
Yeah.
But actually I was working on another project that I actually had it all set up to go. It was actually a movie.
Oh.
And that is a movie that I'm still planning to make, and I actually have some people working with me now to help me write it. So, yeah, it's a movie based on a game. And I'm still not for sure I'm going to do it, but I really want to. It's because it's pretty funny. So I probably would have done more movies, though, because I mean, I've spent most of my life doing movies. So
sure.
If the game wasn't a success, I might have gone back to just screwing around with the camera. But I didn't even own a camera, actually. So I don't know. I mean, with life, you just got to work with what you got. So I just would have gone with the flow. That's what I usually do.
Cool. Would you say that the game is ever going to be finished? Like, you keep updating it. Do you think it'll ever be complete?
It's hard to say, because I guess it, I mean, everyone has a different version of what complete is. I'm sure there'll be a point where I stop working on it.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I could always throw in a new character or stuff like that. So I guess, I mean, it'll never be done, because there can always be stuff added. But there probably will be a point where I'll have to stop working on it. But I kind of like to work on a lot of different projects at once.
Yeah.
So I actually do have a secret project that I'm working on that is another game. So I'm not sure if I'll like go back and forth between those, or I don't know, because like I said, I don't like to just work on one project. But the cool thing about Crossover is that since it's got so many games in it, I kind of feel like I'm working on a lot of different games at once. So I'd probably imagine in the future I'll just be like working on other stuff, but then maybe when I'm taking a break from the other projects, I'll throw in a new character or something.
Cool. Being that you're really into film and you have other projects going on, is there anything in the immediate future that we can hope to see from you?
Well, I'm kind of like really uncertain about my filmmaking stuff now, because I enjoy doing the game so much. So I always talk about how I've made all these movies and I'm going to post them online, but I've still never gotten around to it, which kind of tells you that I just haven't been really interested in it lately. So it's hard to say. Like I said, I do have a project that I'm like semi-working on the side.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really fun to do. But I kind of like to leave my options open. So it's kind of hard to say if I do some film stuff, it would be over the summer, because I like to film during the summer. I know, it's like a tradition for me. I used to traditionally do one movie each summer, like a a bigger movie than my other stuff. So this project I'm working on now, it's a little bit bigger than my previous projects, so it'd be a lot of work to do. So basically, if I decide to do it, the gaming stuff would have to go on hold. And that's what I'm not sure about, because I'm really excited about the games that I'm working on. So that's why it's hard for me to decide about if I'm going to do a movie or a game. If I can somehow handle doing both, I mean, that's what I would want to do.
Sure.
But I also like to stay focused, because then I could do really good on one thing. So
different modes of what you work in.
Yeah, I usually work on, I don't know, because like I said, I'm still kind of new to the games, and I haven't really decided where it fits in with my movie background, so yeah. Still not too sure. I mean, I got tons of ideas for movies. Basically having too much fun working on the game and getting too excited about the game to work on other stuff. That's basically, because I'm also supposed to be doing work on the website, because people want chat on the forums and stuff. But it's like, it's so much fun working on the game that I don't want to stop. So it's like I wish I had other people that could like work on other stuff, or I had different teams of people, and then, you know, I could have different projects going on at once, and I could kind of jump in between the teams. That's my dream for like a studio, is to have teams of people that are doing different projects, and I kind of jump back and forth between the projects and like just kind of like make sure they're basically just make sure they're awesome, because I like to make stuff that's really cool.
So speaking on teams, where do you see Exploding Rabbit in the future? What sort of media will it cover?
I mean, I'm open to everything, but like I said, my vision of Exploding Rabbit in the future is to have at least one centralized location where I can have like work with people in person, because I like to work with people in person, especially if we're doing movies too. You can't do a movie over the internet. I mean, I can't like film the screen. It's like action. So that wouldn't really work. So the studio would actually mostly be for movies, but it is also better to work with like the game developer people, you know, to work with them in person.
Yeah.
So yeah, my vision of Exploding Rabbit is to have a studio, probably in Northern California, because I kind of like it here.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have there'll be like different divisions of Exploding Rabbit. The two main divisions are the game, like the game division and the movie division. And not just movies, I guess like the filming division and the game division.
Okay.
And then, you know, I kind of like cartoons too, so maybe we'd have like cartoons or something. I mean, I got big dreams. I don't like to keep it small. So, and then also, I also want to do music too. So I'm not sure if that would be a whole separate thing, or if we would have like, maybe we'd have like a sound studio, because I mean, you have to do sound with like games and stuff too.
Yeah.
So I also wanted the capabilities to do music, because I also have a really strong musical background, and I really want to get back into that. So yeah, music, games, videos. I mean, that's pretty much
doing it all.
Covers it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to have a lot of variety. But for now, focus on games, because too much excitement.
Yeah.
Happening. So.
All right. So, as we discussed previously before the interview, you like using sort of the latest stuff in your projects, like Flash. If it was to update, you'd want to get the new version of it. And then like when HTML changes again, you'll want to update that. So if the new Flash doesn't have like a converter, would you reprogram the whole game, or would you just leave it?
For me, it's like, it's all about making the best thing possible. So if there was another technology that I felt was better and it was worth it for me to port it over, I would do it like no problem.
Yeah.
Because when I get like really focused on something, even if there's obstacles, they just kind of like disappear, because I just don't look at them. I just focus on the task that I want to complete. Like right now, I'm trying to do stuff with Flash that, you know, Flash isn't normally capable of. Like, for example, the fact that it can play NES music. You know, Flash isn't normally capable of that. And it actually uses an NES emulator to do that. Mm. Like, So I'm all about expanding, you know, to do whatever is best. Basically, I always want to do whatever is best for the game, to make the best possible game and to deliver it to people easily. And Flash right now is the best way to do it because you can just play it in your browser. But I really, yeah, HTML5 is the future. So I'm hoping that, because I've kind of gotten used to the Flash workflow, not really Flash, but more ActionScript 3 is the language the game is written in. So I'm kind of hoping that Adobe will let you eventually export HTML5 with Flash and ActionScript 3. But even if they don't, I mean, I want to keep it online because the future is everything's online.
Mm.
Like, they're starting to release computers that don't even have hard drives because they're just for accessing, you know, like Chrome OS.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I want to keep, well, all my games, I want them to be, like, you just play them in the browser, and eventually, you know, you'll be able to do, like, awesome games in the browser, I bet. So, we'll just, you know, we'll just keep going with the flow, and as technology improves, you know, like, I really wish Flash had native gamepad support. That kind of bugs me, but HTML5, I'm not sure if it's really working yet. Mm. Like, I don't really think it's worth it to port it right now, but if there's a time when it is, then yeah.
So being that you want it in the browser, does that mean you'll never do anything other than like freeware sort of games?
No, like I said, I like to keep my options open, so I'd never say never. But I really think that the future is, I mean, most stuff's in the browser. But I mean, like, if I would make, like, a PlayStation Network game or something like that. Right now, I mean, I can't do big games.
Right.
So the internet is kind of the best way, the best place for, like, the small games that I do. Like, the sprite games and the platformers.
Sure.
I really want to do an RPG, too. That would be fun. But, yeah, I just think the browser is the best place for now. But, I mean, in the future, I want to make, like, AAA. You know, like Exploding Red, sure. I want it to have like tons of money and tons of people. So, but not be like a stupid corporation, because no. That'd be stupid. But we want to keep it. You know, we want it to be cool. We want it to be a fun place to work and like, you know, just create awesome stuff. We need to have people with me that are excited. And so, I don't know, it's cool. I'm excited for the future, as you can probably tell.
Yeah, you're very excited. So with like present day games, you have a PS3 again
and Little Big Planet
and Little Big Planet 2. Would you see yourself creating any levels or games inside of Little Big Planet?
Probably not. Cause, well, I've never even tried it.
Mm-hmm.
But so I can't really count it too much just cause I've never tried it. Cause it looks like you can do a lot of stuff in there now. Like I saw someone made like a Zelda game.
Yeah.
And then we were playing this like,
the Moonlander spaceship or something.
Yeah, Moonlander. So yeah, it seems like you can do a lot, but I feel like programming games myself allows me to learn more.
Mm-hmm.
And I always like to be learning skills that are going to help me make cooler stuff in the future. So I feel like maybe Little Big Planet is good for experimentation or something.
Or like starting off.
Yeah.
People that want to into making games.
Yeah, I mean, if I was a little kid, I'd be all over that. I'd be like, check this out. You know, I'd be like making all these games. And you can do movies in there too.
Yeah.
I'd be like making like movies and games. And I'd be like showing all my friends and stuff. That's what I would be doing if I was little. But I feel like I have more power and more control and more possibilities, you know, writing the code myself. So that would just be for like, just for playing around or for experimentation, but really good for, you know, people that just want to see what it's like to make a game, because I'm guessing it's really easy to do it in there.
Yeah, it's drag and drop. I mean, there is programming stuff to do in it, obviously, but they made it a lot more simplistic than your game.
And I'm all about creativity, too. So, like, I'm actually going to be rebuilding the level editor. I mean, no one's even seen the level editor that I use because it's a piece of shit. And you should never see it because it sucks. But it works. It gets the job done. But I'm going to rewrite it. That's actually my next scheduled task after I release version 2.0 is to rewrite the level editor, because I want to eventually release it, you know, for people to make their own levels. Because I want to create like a world where people can relive like their classic games and be able to create kind of like their own scenarios or something like in their like favorite classic games. So, you know, we don't have to limit it just to Super Mario.
Right.
I'm just saying, I have no idea how I'm going to do that, but
yeah, it'll be huge.
Right now we don't have to worry about how. When you're like dreaming about the future, you don't need to worry about how you're going to do it. You just need to know what you want to do. Mm. And then you just kind of go with the flow, and eventually, like when the time is right, you know, you'll figure it out. You'll get an idea. Mm. That's how it always works with me, at least.
Cool. Are there any games coming out in the future that you're looking forward to?
You were telling me about some games. I haven't really kept up on...
Well, like, for instance, L.A. Noire. I know you're excited
about
that.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I love Rockstar. They're, like, the best. The game looks awesome. The facial... I mean, they're filming. They get actors, and they put them in this white room. They have, like, tons of cameras, and they film them. So they're basically making, like, a movie in a game. Like, those are real actors. So that's really exciting. I think that's fucking awesome. It's so cool. Like, because that way, like, when Exploding Rabbit is eventually making big games, then my filmmaking background will come in handy, because I can basically create, like, an interactive movie or something.
So you'll want to be doing a game like that, basically, at some point?
Probably. I mean, I might as well try making a huge game, because I know what it's like to make, like... I mean, not that Super Mario Bros. Crossover is, like... I mean, I guess it's a simple game compared to present-day games, but... I like to try a lot of different things, so yeah, I'd like to try making a huge, like, intimidating huge game sometime. That'd be cool. Because I like challenges.
Yeah.
They're good. They help you learn and grow and find out if you want to do it more. It's good. I remember watching the God of War behind the scenes stuff. They had some really cool
behind the second one? Or
for all of them. They did it for all of them. But I just remember seeing how, you know, it kind of gives you a glimpse of what it's like to make a big game. And I mean, those guys get really stressed out.
Yeah.
But for me, I don't want to get stressed out. So if I do a big project, I'm not going to get stressed out.
It's going to be relaxed.
It's not worth it. Getting stressed out is not worth, like, there's no price to pay to, like, not enjoy your life. Enjoying your life is the most important thing, or just being happy in the present moment. Because it's not worth it to kill yourself to make some big project. Because I used to do that. I used to make... I made this movie, Hero Guy, which I always talk about but never released yet, just that I never got around to it. But man, I got so stressed out when I made that. I got so stressed that I was sick for 2 weeks after I made the movie, and I thought I had, like, diabetes or something. Like, seriously, I thought I was really sick because, like, my feet were going numb. Like, weird stuff happens to your body when you get stressed out. So I never want to experience that again. So now when I do projects, the most important thing is for the team that's making the project to be happy, like, to be relaxed. So I would never, like, push people. I mean... when people are excited, they'll naturally work hard, so you don't need to push them. So you just need to find, like, the right combination of people and stuff. So yes, I want to make huge games. No, I will not be stressed out. And everyone working on the game will not be stressed out either. Because if either I'll get what I want or I won't do it. That's how it works. All or nothing. Downward thrust. That's the philosophy of downward thrust.
Alright, have you considered or been asked to do a collaborative project with anyone recently, like internet famous or non-internet famous? Either or.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one is actually happening. Someone that is internet famous. I think it's happening. I mean, I haven't really talked to this person very much, but it sounds like we are doing a somewhat collaboration. It's mostly him, but... and then there's other people that when I first released the game, like, everyone wanted to collaborate.
Yeah.
I pretty much just, I mean, I didn't really know how to handle that stuff before, but now I just usually say no unless it's, like, really cool. Because I like to stay focused on what I'm doing, but, I mean, if someone wanted to do something really cool that I thought was fun, and, you know, and that, like, it'd be good for the fans and stuff, then I'd probably do it, but, yeah, I'm only aware of one thing that's going on now, but it's not, like, a big collaboration or anything. There's probably other ones that I just can't think about.
Sure. Have any, like, game companies wanted to collaborate with you at all?
No, not really, like, collaborate. Some just game people asked me if I wanted a job, which is weird, because I don't think I would be good working for a game company, because I don't really work like an employee.
Yeah.
I work on whatever I feel like working on, so I don't really like when people, it's not that I don't mind taking directions from people, but if they tell me something I don't want to do, then I just wouldn't do it. So then the game wouldn't really get made. But no, like, game companies want to collaborate. That would be cool, though. I wish, like, you know, if I put, like, I wish, like, when I put Sophia in, I wish, like, who made that game? Sunsoft? I forgot. I can't even remember right now.
I don't remember.
Whoever made that game, I wish they would have, like, contacted me. I don't know. Because, I mean, they got, like, the new Blaster Master that came out, the, like, stupid one that they made.
Yeah.
Blaster Master Overdrive. Yeah, I thought it looked stupid. I mean, I haven't played it, but I don't know. It would be, I wish, like, someone would contact me and just be like, that's cool. Like, some of the real people that worked on this stuff.
Yeah. Like Miyamoto.
Yeah, just Miyamoto. He's like, hey, it's cool playing as Link and Mario. Just something like that. That'd be cool if you just send a quick email.
Or like Keiji Inafune. Hey, I like playing Mega Man and Mario. It's awesome.
Yeah, just like,
no big deal.
Doesn't have to be a big deal.
No.
I just, like, want to know that people are okay with it. But even if they're not okay with it, I don't want to know, actually. So, no communication or positive communication is good. Positive communication would be even better, but
yeah. Even if they didn't mean it?
Would they be, like, lying to me?
Yeah.
Like, part of a big plot to, like, trick me or something?
Yep.
Trying to think that they're on my side and then they, like, double-cross me or something?
Yeah, they screw you over.
Well, I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, hopefully. All right, is there anything you wanted to say necessarily that I didn't ask or anyone else has not asked recently about the game or anything else in particular?
I was kind of mentioning a lot of stuff, like, on the side that I got big plans for Exploding Rabbit, big plans for Mario Crossover, and big plans for other games, and hopefully, like, videos and stuff whenever I stop getting so excited about... Well, I don't want to stop getting excited about the game, but I will just have to see what happens. I mean, there's lots of cool stuff going on over here, so... And the Exploding Rabbit team is kind of expanding, too. Officially, there's one other person, like I said, Ryuza, is helping with the game. He's doing the graphics, and he's doing awesome, and he's really cool to work with, too. So I like to work with people that are, like, really easy to work with. I don't know of anyone that doesn't like to work with people that are easy to work with, but it's really important to me, because I would just, if someone's being an asshole, I would just say, like, hey, it's not worth it. But
see you later.
He's really cool, and he's really, it's because of him that we're able to do these skins. So if people listening to this are on the forums, you should go thank him or something, because he's really cool. Yeah, we got the skins coming. That's the next big thing. And then got a secret project, and we're starting to talk about project names. I made up project code names. So there's two secret projects going on right now.
Cool.
One is called Project Spikey. The other one is called Project Murther.
Murther.
It's just a word that I made up. But it sounds cool. So I'm not gonna tell you guys what the secret projects are, but
they wouldn't be secret.
Yeah. I'll just say one's a game and one's a movie. So hopefully Project Murther should come out this year for sure. Project Spikey, I have no idea.
Mm.
It'd be cool. It wouldn't be completed this year, but you know, it'd be cool to at least see like something by the end of the year. Then I also got like all these other games too that I want to do. It's just, we'll just see when we get to it, but really just wanted to tell people that there's lots of cool stuff happening, so sit tight and get ready for maximum downward thrust, because this time it's powerful. The skins, people do not understand how awesome the skins are going to be. It's going to change everything.
It is. I saw them.
I know. I showed.
They're amazing.
I showed this guy. He hasn't seen a lot, but I kind of told him what's going on, so it's pretty badass.
It is. My life has changed.
More than people will ever know.
Even when it's released?
Even when it's released. Actually, but that's actually true, because it'll keep expanding.
That's true.
So it actually is true, even though you're trying to be funny.
All right, well, thanks for allowing me to interview you. It was an honor. I know you're busy, but thanks for taking the time out of your day.
No problem.